Greetings in Jesus' name. I welcome each one of you here this morning. Just thinking about some of our visitors that are here. We're glad that you're back, and thinking about the travel that you put in and coming here. And I'm assuming you're here because you're hoping to be blessed and encouraged, and I trust that you have been and will be. And I believe that when we come together seeking the Lord, desiring to worship him together, that the Lord meets our needs in that way. So maybe we can stand and we'll pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do stand before you here this morning. We thank you for this day. We thank you for just the opportunity that we have to be gathered together here to worship you, to look into your word, and for the word that was already shared with us here this morning. We thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray that as we look further into your word, I just pray that you would minister to the needs that we have. We thank you this morning for what you have done on the cross, that you were willing to suffer and die, and that you rose again that we might have life. And it is because of that that we are here this morning, Lord. And we just want to claim your promises this morning. I just pray, Lord, that you would be with those that are not here, that may be listening in. I just pray that you would bless them, that you would minister to their needs as well. Lord, we just want to commit this service to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, the message that I have for us, the title is Finding Our Purpose and Our Identity in Jesus. And just pondering that, and I know that we strive to do that, but it's, as human beings, I believe it's easy for us to get distracted and trying to find that in something else. And if we turn to Galatians chapter 2, and we see in going down to towards the end of the chapter there, verse 19 and 20 there, Paul is talking here, and we see that Paul found his identity in Jesus. And we also know that prior to this, that he was trying to find it in his religious setting or status. Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We see here, I believe that we look in this verse here and we see that Paul is recognizing his identity and purpose in Christ Jesus. And that also we see him recognizing that he's turning away from some of the things that he was identifying, that he was using to bring identity and purpose, and that it's now his identity and purpose for living is Jesus. And I just like to, this morning, as we walk through this message and look at different verses, that we would be encouraged in that, and that we would purpose to have our identity and purpose in Christ Jesus. When we think about the different titles that identify us, and we desire to have Jesus to be our identity, just stopping and thinking about that a little bit for myself and the different things that I can use to as an identity. And one is being a follower of Jesus. And that should be the top of our, that should be what motivates us in life, and the things that we do and accomplish is all filtered through being a follower of Jesus. But we have these other titles too, as we stop and think. Some of us are husbands, fathers, and I'm just pointing out some of the things that, as I was pondering, that identify me, and that it's we put our identity into. Husbands, fathers. Thinking about this one, an older person, and maybe I'm still torn and thinking, it's like, well, no, I'm a younger person or an older person. But we fall in there somewhere. Pastor, to some people, I'm a neighbor. And a business owner. I have hobbies. And some of those include hunting, fishing, and doing different types of sports that I don't do a lot of any of these, but I enjoy them. And if our identity and purpose isn't fulfilled, isn't in Jesus, and we fail to live out of that, then some of these other things that identify us is we tend to use those to find purpose. And when we when Jesus isn't part of the picture, then we use these things as a crutch, and they become a, we find that they never are quite enough. And I think that's what Paul was experiencing there when he was talking about in Galatians, that he had changed his identity to Jesus and his purpose for living was different. And as we experience that, as we identify with Jesus, it is going to change how I live. How I live out all of these other areas in my life. Paul pointed out that he took on a new identity as he followed Jesus. In Acts chapter 22, verse 10, "And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do." We see that Paul had a change of heart here. He had come to a place that he was not pursuing his own agenda. He realized that he was having a meeting with God. And he asked the question, what am I supposed to do? And he heard from the Lord, and he had a change of direction. Before this encounter, Paul was trying to fulfill his life. He was trying to be identified and to find purpose in his, what he was doing. But he was now willing to do whatever God asked of him. And in Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, Paul explained what that meant to him. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is Paul's testimony. Our purpose as a follower of Jesus is to identify as one of his children. And as we think about identity and purpose, what are we pursuing? Where are we trying to find that? In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's where Jesus met us. That's where we were when Jesus reached out to us. We were living in sin. We were doing our own thing, as we see Paul was doing. He was seeking his own understanding and trying to find himself in doing that. And we see the change of heart that he had. And that's those of us that have made a commitment to Christ. That's where Jesus found us. As people, it is easy for us to find our purpose in the things that we're doing. And we, if our heart isn't right with God, or we're struggling, we tend to focus on the things that we're accomplishing and try to find our purpose in that. God wants us to find our purpose in who we are, in being a child of God. We are God's children. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for me. And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We see here, as God created man in the beginning, he had a plan. And he gave all of these different tasks to man, and they were they're something that we're called to do. And we see that God said that it is good. It is what he gave us. God gave us purpose. As we think about being God's children, he has a purpose for us. And in Genesis chapter 1, it gives us a little picture of some of the things that God has for us to do. And he hadn't intended for us to do these things and try to find purpose in life by doing these things. But that rather, we already have purpose. We have our identity as in Jesus, and we understand our purpose. We understand our worth. When we think about Romans 5, verse 8, where we met Jesus while we were yet sinners, and that Christ died for us. And the worth, the value that we had, and that Jesus was willing to do that, we should be able to recognize the value. We should be able to understand our identity in Jesus and the purpose, that the plan that he has for us. So as we see Paul found his identity in Jesus, and Paul clearly changed he purposed to follow Jesus. And I believe likewise God gave us purpose, in that we need to purpose to do that. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, we see Daniel here was in a position of, he had an opportunity to compromise, to make life easy for himself, to fit in with what the people were doing, to fit in with what was being asked of him. But Daniel was thinking. Daniel realized there was something that was motivating him. And if we look at Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, it tells us there that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. And because of that, he spoke up, and he had a request of the prince and the eunuch that he might not defile himself. And he asked them if they would consider to allow him to eat different food. I don't believe that Daniel stepped up and was trying to make a name for himself, or trying to find purpose in life, or trying to bring identity to himself. But he already identified himself with God. He already had a purpose in life. And so when he found himself in this position, he was making these decisions for God. And he was choosing to step out because he already understood where he was. Daniel already knew his identity, and he purposed to do the right thing. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, familiar verses there tells us, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We see here in these verses the purpose that God has for us, a plan that he has. He wants to use us to be salt to the earth. He wants to use us as a city that is on a hill, that its lights are shining. And it's not to, we're not to do these things to find our worth, but rather we're doing them because we found Jesus. We already know who we belong to. We know our identity and our purpose. We're doing Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 16 here, like Daniel did as he came into his situation there. He had an opportunity to live for God or to compromise. And God wants to use us in this way here. He wants us to be a salt to people, a light. And the reason that he wants us to do these things is that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, if these things that we're doing are going to bring glory to God, that is going to bring their focus to God, it means that I'm not doing things that are coming out of my own understanding, but that I'm living a life that points people to Jesus. So here Jesus reminds us what our purpose is and that we've already been identified. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." As his children. As his children, he's pointing out here what our purpose is. And that we've already here been identified. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." It's reminding us here that our motive needs to be for the Lord. And we see that picture clearly in, we see Daniel making decisions. And clearly the decisions that he was making was not for man, because man was questioning what he was, the decision that he was making. And I'm sure that was not what they wanted to see. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." As God's people, we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That's our identity and our purpose. In John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." I like that verse, and just stopping and thinking about that as we have come to the Lord, and that if we believe this verse, that we're the sons and daughters of God, and we've become that through Jesus. And if we're going to and fro, and we see ourselves as that, we identify ourselves as sons of God, and we, as that, we understand our purpose. How beautiful is that? Daniel came from a position of belonging to God. Think about that. Daniel came from a position of belonging to God. And that's how God wants us to view ourselves as we face life, as we live out life, that we do that, recognizing I'm a child of God and believing it and living it out that way. And when we're in that position, we don't need to be trying to find favor with God. We're living for God. We see that working out as we look through God's word, and we see the different, we see the apostles, we see Noah, we see Moses. They were all living for God. And there's many others, but just a couple of people that I thought of, that they were coming from a position of belonging to God and living for God. So the thing that I'd like for, in closing here, for us to remember is the that our identity is in Jesus. And that is our purpose. It's where our value comes. It is out of this position that we are a people that are doing things. We find our purpose in that. And we don't have to go to and fro in trying to find that in all these other titles that we have, and it's like, well, I need to be this, or I need to do that because I'm supposed to be that. But when we face life as a father, as a husband, as a neighbor, as pastor or a coworker or a business owner, or as we face our hobbies and the things that we enjoy doing, when we face these things and come to doing them from a recognizing that we're coming from a position that I belong to God, and that God has me, and in that we are friends. And so just want to encourage each one of us in that, and as we go through life, as we face this coming week, and that we would be able to walk strong in that position. May God bless.